Stop the presses. It's you, it's me, it's YDT. It's episode 193 of YDT. A show which pulls back the curtain and takes down the walls brick by brick and exposes the hearts of those caring for those you love most. And we're a few days away from New York City. Yes, and I do want to introduce you to my brand new merch, Nathan Morris merch, exclusive for spring summer collection. I will link it in the description, but holy shirts, hoodies, and pants. We do have sweatpants. We also have phone cases. We also have keychains. And most importantly, some of the keychains are going to benefit the Lifeline, 988, the Lifeline, the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, people who are available to you and yours 24 hours a day. For those of you who are challenged, who are heavy burdened, who are struggling, there are people who love you, including myself, but there are people who are going to answer that call. 988 is the Lifeline. Proceeds from our 988 collection, the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline collection, will benefit, of course, yes, the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, the Lifeline. Visit NathanMorris.store, check out some of our brand new swag, and support a great cause, and support your favorite unknown artist. That's me. Not unknown, because without you all, we wouldn't have over 2 million streams on last time. And because of you all, you asked for, yes, you asked for the Triers Club, members only, exclusive first looks, first listens, first watches. You all just helped me pick out some merch that we're going to have available at shows. And yes, you will have first dibs on exclusive VIP experiences, and you'll get show announcements before everyone else does. Linking it right now in the description and show notes. Would love for you to become a trier. We have free versions, we have paid versions. Of course, the paid versions get you more and more content that is exclusive to you and yours. We have giveaways even. Jeremy just got a hat, and we got we have so many things going out all the time. We have a giveaway coming up. Visit the Triers Club, become a trier, and help us build a community of just inclusivity. Inclusivity and a community that we are proud of. Become a trier. I would be so very honored, and support your favorite no name. That's me. It's 193 of You'll Die Trying. This is season 3, and we're going to jump into the show. So let's roll. Let's go, go, go. Squirrel. Couple of show announcements before we dive in. April 18th, New York City, Somewhere Nowhere, meet and greet. Exclusive meet and greet, 6 p.m. at Somewhere Nowhere. It is above the Renaissance Chelsea Hotel in New York City. 6 p.m. meet and greet. 7 p.m. the show starts. Would love to meet you. May the 3rd be with you. We will be in Jacksonville, Florida at Bespoke House. A very intimate show. I'm very excited about that. That is May the 3rd in Jacksonville, Florida. May the 10th, we will be in Bossier City. That's not right. May the 10th will be in Logansport, Louisiana. May the 11th will be at Bossier City, Louisiana. Would love to have you all come out. Again, linking that all below. But triers get first. No. God, I'm good. That's such a good little thing there. Let's talk a little bit about the prep. Yesterday, I helped my brother John and sister-in-law move, and we were walking around, and I was helping them pick stuff up. It's moving is terrible. The past 5 months, 6 months, I've moved, oh my God, 10 times. It's awful. And what are you moving, Nathan? Well, the studio's been renovated, re-renovated, and then we moved the studios, and then it's been not fun in the sun, but I'm in my settled moment, and I was like, you know what? I will pain myself again and help my brother. So I helped my brother and sister-in-law move yesterday. They sold their house in like 3 seconds. And while we were moving, it's really funny. You should definitely follow me on YouTube, because I release all these shorts, Nathan Morris Music, and of course, TikTok and Nathan Morris Music, and all the socials. I'll link that below. But I released this video because I was walking into their bedroom, their master bedroom, and on the floor was this tool. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's nasty. You got that from the prep room? You have to see the video, but basically it wasn't John's and it wasn't Kayla's and it was the movers. And so the movers, I was like, that's gross. What do you all use this for? Because we use the same tool for the funeral home, for the prep room. And they told us what they use it for. You have to check that out. That's my little teaser. It's really interesting, nonetheless, how the worlds all collide with funerals and movers and music. Speaking of music, we're causing quite a ruckus. The DSPs, that's a digital streaming platform, for lack of a better word. You have what are called distributors. So Sony's The Orchard, shout out to them. distributed last time, and last time has had over 2.2 million streams. I'm very excited about that. But then you have CD Baby, you have DistroKid. Most of our other releases are distributed through DistroKid. They're a great resource. A lot of artists love what they are able to do for them, one-time fees, and then there's TuneCore. I used United Masters for A Gentleman's Closure Remastered. Now, the original record came out in 07, and it's amazing how songs can take on a brand new meaning. And I wanted to remaster this project that really catapulted the career for me. It was all a self-produced, self-funded. Jody, thanks to him, he helped in so many ways. He and Sarah allowed me to, I want to give them all the praise, and I dedicate the record to them because there are people that come along in life that really offer a leg up, and these individuals have done so, and they cheer me on from afar. And so I say to you both, thank you. I wanted to re-release this, and so we remastered it. Nathan Danzler, Nathan Walters, myself, the three Nathans. We got it out, and it gets a few hundred streams a day, and that's nothing to write home about, but I wanted it to live there where people like you could fall upon it. I'm proud of the project. The songs have taken on a brand new meaning because it's funny how where you are, and it's this puppy love stage in 2007, and then the songs that you thought were possibly love songs or sad songs, or they turn into totally different. You'll have to check out the project. Well, I'll get to that. I have had all of this buzz. You know, we have publicist Zenobia. Shout out to Zenobia, my publicist. She's amazing. And all the team, and JoJo and Howie and Debbie and Lamar and everybody at Sony's The Orchard. And we're having a lot of really cool things happen. And it's all popped off. And so let's go back to United Masters. They did what's called a takedown. One of my fans sent me a message and was like, hey, I was trying to listen on Spotify. It's nowhere to be found. And I was like, what the hell? So we reached out to them and they said, hey, we see some, not fraudulent, but some, unexplainable activity, because the streams spiked. I mean, it was getting a couple hundred a day maybe, and they spiked. I mean, 10,000 or more. And of course that, I don't know. And my first thing to do is to apologize. Oh, what did I do wrong? Well, I'm just sitting over here on the island trying to work and enjoy the process. But I felt like, and still do to a degree, I'm like, oh my gosh, what happened? Basically, the streams on that project went nuts because of the streams everywhere else, because of the buzz, because of Mario Lopez and iHeartRadio and Zenobia and everyone else playing the songs and all of the articles. And anyway, they did a takedown and they're like, can you explain this? And one of my managers was like, I've been making and breaking records for 43 years. I mean, he started and helped break New Kids on the Block. I mean, this guy and Howie and JoJo, I mean, they are the real deal. They're like, we've been breaking records for 43 years. This is because of a hardworking team. Anytime Nathan speaks on social media, there are these massive spikes. We can't explain it outside of that. So I challenge you in this moment, everybody who falls onto this podcast episode, please stream my music, stream all of my music on Spotify or wherever it is you stream it. I will link it below. Let's blow these DSPs up. And I mean that in the most non-threatening way. I mean with the streams. Let them know that you want to hear the music, because it's not common for independent artists such as myself without a big machine to have this kind of response. And I think it's a testament to being totally me, and I think it's a testament to just keeping my head down and working, and all the team that believes in me. Like, you surround yourself with a great team, and Sandy and Daniel and everyone who really helped create this foundation of genuine hard work. So anyway, I want to make sure that you kind of help me nudge these DSPs and play the songs. I would love it so very much. That's what's going on. I never thought in a million years that this would happen the way that it's happened. And it doesn't come without struggle, and it doesn't come without sacrifice and sleepless nights. And do you all ever have, it's not narcolepsy, insomnia? I don't know what, I've always been a night owl. Always. I've always been, you know, I'll go to bed at 1 o'clock. But the past few weeks, and I know why, every time it happens, I'm always like, why is this happening? Thinking it's not happening for the same reason it always happens before, you know, because it's happened probably a handful of times in life. And it's usually high stress, and it's usually when you have a ton of shit going on. And in this instance, I've built this show, and I'm learning equipment that I've never had learned before, which that's on me. And I am stressed to high heaven. But I've been up at 1, 2, 3 in the morning, and I'm wide awake. You know, I don't drink. I don't know what to do. Popping melatonin hasn't helped. So what I make sure I do is I get out of bed, because they say it's really bad to lie there and toss and turn. So if you can't fall asleep in 15 minutes, you're supposed to get out of bed, which I've been doing. Just a little tidbit of information. I don't know where I saw that. So I can't really back that, but I've heard it somewhere. I think it was a doctor. The DR was before the name, but we'll see. We'll just take my word for it, I guess. But I have just sat there on the couch and watched TV. I don't fill my mind with mindless stuff. I always try to learn things. You know, if I'm going to be awake, I'm not going to waste that time and watch like Vanderpump Rules. Nothing against it. If you want some mindless entertainment, whatever. But have you ever had insomnia? It's usually because there's stress or there's something anxiety ridden going on. I just have had this show that I'm building. It's like the calm before the storm. So the showcase that's happening on April 18th at Somewhere Nowhere, which I would love for you to come to, it's called an industry showcase. So all these press, my publicist invited press, and you have labels, and then you have booking agents. This is literally the launch pad. You know, you've got everything firing at once. And it's literally just right there. It's right there. So I'm really excited and really nervous. And showcases are tough because industry people, all they do all day long is listen to music. Kind of like if you are a customer service representative who answers a lot of phone calls and you talk on the phone all day, what's the last thing you want to do at night? You guessed it. These industry people, they don't want to, maybe they do. I could be way wrong, but I would think, and it's not a bad thing, that the last thing they want to do when they punch out at 5 o'clock is to go and grab a quick bite, to just go back and fill their ears with more music and work stuff. I could be wrong, but that thought in and of itself is what makes me a little anxious, because I want to entertain. I want them to like me and the songs and the visuals and the cues, everything that everyone's been working so damn hard to build and create. So that's what I'm hopeful for. That's my hope. Yeah. We're going to New York in a amazing Sprinter van, a Mercedes Sprinter. Has a bathroom, thank God. I have the Morris bladder. It's literally, I can look at water and have to go to the restroom. I'll be going to New York City for the Sprinter with the Sprinter, and then future shows with, you know, when the kiddos are available, we'll be going in the bus, and that'll be nice. But the Sprinter, it'll be my manager. It'll be my manager's better half and a couple of staff from the management team will be with. And so we'll take all the gear. We'll take ourselves and some exclusive, you know, merch and giveaways, which if you're coming to the VIP at 6 p.m., there'll be a nice little surprise for you. 6 p.m., Somewhere Nowhere, New York City, 418. Did I say everything? Yeah. Meet and greet, Chelsea Hotel, Somewhere Nowhere. Okay. Yeah, we'll be giving away some nice little gifts to those who come and hang out with us. I want to thank you for being supportive, because without you all supporting it, you know, it won't have any legs. But I do challenge you, help me get the word out, help me and share the music and share this podcast, because this is another avenue for people to find me and what it is that I am doing. I'm connecting with so many people in the funeral profession, but so many people in the music connecting with so many in the best way, and it's super special. And I want to use this platform for good. And speaking of good, this past weekend was good. Took my two oldest to a Louisville Bats game. Now, Louisville Bats, they're a farm league, so they're AAA of the Cincinnati Reds, and they played the Columbus Clippers. Now, Columbus Clippers have Miles Straw, who is a guardian. He had a $22.5 million contract. He won the Golden Glove in 2022, and the new manager for the team was like, hey, buddy, your defense is incredible, obviously, but when you come up to bat, you really have screwed the pooch. So they dropped him down, and he could have said, I don't want to drop and become a free agent, but he took one literally for the team, and he went to the Columbus Clippers, which would think it's a downgrade, but he's working to improve his batting so that he can get back up to the Guardians. But $22.5 million, the way that it works, I just found this out. I was like, why would he do that? But it shows that he's a team player. He could have elected to refuse to go to the farm league, and then he would have become what's called the free agent to then be able to be picked up by another team. But he chose, because he's in a $22.5 million five-year contract, I'll just stay here and then I'll go down below. But it was a fun game. The boys had a great time. We went and I was like, all right, guys, you get a hat and you get a jersey. They're like, oh my gosh. So I walked into the store at the stadium, which Louisville Slugger Field is amazing, actually. And the jerseys said $150. I was like, what the hell? But overall, in the back left was this little kid's section with this bag. And in the bag, because it was the 25th season, they had a jersey. They had a season pass to Kentucky Kingdom, which is a theme park in Louisville, Kentucky. And all of this for $35. And in the bag you keep too. And I was like, what? So I paid $70 for two jerseys and all the other stuff. And then, of course, I paid like $65 for a bottle of water. But that's fine. It was all about the experience. There were so many foul balls hit over to us. And then afterwards, we went back to the hotel, and the boys slept on either side of me in this massive bed. One of them, Everett, when he sleeps, it's like he spins. He's like a spiral. And then Anderson just turns into a whoosh. He just goes diagonal across the bed. So my 6'3" ass was definitely squished, but it was amazing. I loved every second of it. We had a really good time. I love the boys. Those are great memories to have. It'll be fun when we can pack all four. That'll be a nightmare. It's about the little things. It really is about the little things. And they went to the batting cages, went to the Louisville Slugger Museum and Factory, how they built the bats, and they're like, can I have a bat? And they were $150. I'm not getting you a bat, bud. You're just going to have to sit in the corner with all your other 25 bats. It's fun, though. They listened really well. Love my kids. Love these memories. Love those moments. I'm really trying to enjoy the process. Trying, which is interesting, hence why titled our members club, Try Yours, is we're always trying to be better versions of ourselves, trying to do better, trying to be better. And I would like to say again, to try to get you to join the Triers. Absolutely, linking it in the show notes in the description. Paid versions and free versions. Of course, with the paid versions, you get more exclusivity, but we're building a community, something great. Please consider joining us and help us build that. You're going to hear from me fresh back from the show. And more shows are being added. NathanMorrisMusic.com. All that's in the show notes. And I will see you 6 p.m. on the 18th in New York City again for the meet and greet at Somewhere Nowhere. Everyone who attends is going to be getting surprises. That's all for 193. If any takeaway from this, it's the support that I ask of you. Those of you who act on, I'm grateful for that. I really am. Be sure to follow me on all the socials. Nathan Morris, Nathan Morris Music, NathanMorrisMusic.com. Check out the new swag support 988 series, and know that you're supporting a great cause. And love your family, love yourself, and know that you're loved far more than you could ever know. And I'll see you when you get there. I'll see you very soon, okay? See you.